Get ready to rock your brand, your talk, and your biz. I'm Kristen Thompson. Welcome to the Rise Formula. Okay, let's talk about the profit plan. Let's make some money, baby. Yeah, so your brand is cooking. We've got you standing out. You've got your system mapped out. We've turned your expertise into something that can be productized and explained to people easily. That's all well and good. And a lot of people get stuck in that content creation mode. Oh, I've got to rebrand. Oh, we got to tweak the website again. Oh, let me fix the steps of my system one more time. And we're not making any money when we're stuck in those activities. So while we want to do them, we want to work through those steps, and you absolutely need to have those nailed if you want your business to catch fire, none of it means a lick if you're not making money, honey. So let's talk about getting you some consistent 10K or 20K months. What does it take? First, you've got to know what you're going to offer people. And the main thing I want to point out is that what you offer people should really play to your strengths and your joy. If you don't love working with people one-on-one, intimately over long periods of time, then you don't want to pack your business and your profit plan full of 20 private clients, or you're going to be miserable. So look at your lifestyle and what's going to bring you joy when you're considering the type of packages and offers you're going to make. And that might include things like one-on-one coaching or consulting, group coaching or consulting, VIP days where you just spend an entire day helping somebody have that huge breakthrough, that big leap forward in their strategy, their plan, their approach. It might be a live event. It might be done-for-you products or services. There's lots of different things you can offer, but map it out, what they are, give everything a cool name, and make sure you're playing to your strengths. Then number two, you need to price your programs accordingly. Do not price them based on your time. Price them based on the value that your package is going to deliver. That's step two. Step three is you're now going to create the plan, the actual profit plan, which is how much money would you like to make each month? Write that number down. Is it 10K? Is it 20K? Is it 30K? I don't care what that number is, but it's got to be a number. Forget what's real. Forget what you've done in the past. Forget what's realistic. What's going to get you excited? What's that next leap forward that's going to fire you up? Write that number down. Now go back to your packages and your pricing that you've created and start piecing it together like a puzzle. In other words, if you wrote down 10K a month, you could get, and your coaching packages are $1,000 a month. You just need 10 new clients at $1,000 a month. That's very simple, right? Maybe your pricing is less than that. Okay, so maybe your puzzle looks like 10 private clients at $500 a month and 20 people in a group at $250 a month. That's just another way to put the puzzle together. It gets you to the same exact number at the end of the month. There is a way. And once you create that path and that plan, then your brain and your coach and all of us can come together to show you how to get there. But the number one thing I see is people being too overly realistic or getting like so far crazy, like this year I made zero, but I would like to be a millionaire this year. You're probably not going to go from zero to a million, but you can go to six figures, and you can go from six figures to multiple six figures, and you can go to mid six figures to seven. Those leaps have been done before and are absolutely achievable. Make sense? So you want to create that plan. How many of each package do you need to sell to get to your monthly number, your ideal number that fires you up? Three is the strategy to sell this bad boy. And this is where most people leave you hanging. And they're like, great, there you go. Good luck. Hope you get those 10 people at $1,000 a month. Great, jackass. I don't know how to do that. That's why I need a coach, right? So listen, obviously, if we were working together privately, I would custom create a strategy for you. But I want to give you some ideas right now to help get you started. Like, how could I actually sell those products or programs? So one strategy is to have a focus on your entry-level lead magnet. That's number one, entry-level lead magnet. This is really how I built my business. It's simple. You're going to go out and share your message with the world. You can give talks, teleclasses, webinars, interviews, hangouts, whatever platform you want. But your goal is just to sell an entry-level program. For me, that was Command Any Room. It was a six-week series based on my signature system, right? That's what we did in the video prior to this. And I sold it for $297. And ultimately, I think later in that year, we bumped it up to maybe $500. But again, a very entry-level, couple hundred dollar program. Every time I was out talking and meeting people, I was funneling them into this entry-level program. It was the way that we can pull people in and get them exposed to your content, get them excited about working with you. As they come out of that several-week series, you can upsell them into your coaching programs. It makes sense. Now they've spent time with you. They love your content. You've built a relationship. It's so much easier to say, hey, Barb, hey, Mary, hey, Bob, you know, here's the great next step. I'm glad we got our feet wet with this program together. I've enjoyed working with you. Here's where we could take you to the next level. That's where you can invite them into your private coaching or your group coaching program. So that's one strategy, is you're just pulling people in with your entry level program. Two is a strategy session funnel. This is great for those of you who like sharing your message and you're great at what you do, but the speak to sell format of like making an offer to big groups is still feeling kind of intimidating or scary to you. And you're much more comfortable just talking to people one-on-one and having those conversations and then offering them the help they need. You can go out there and be sharing your message and offering consultations or strategy sessions. Now, there are some specific things I would want to talk to you about before you do that to make sure it works. One that I can just tell you right now out of the gate is don't call this a strategy session or a consultation when you're talking to people. Don't say, hey, you know, I hope you enjoyed this presentation. And by the way, you can sign up for a free consultation. Nobody wants a free consultation and nobody wants to sign up for a half an hour sales pitch. And that's what everybody is worried is going to happen. So be real clear with people. First off, give that consultation a name, the XYZ breakthrough session, and really make it about that, meaning give some meat to this conversation. Don't coach them through the whole plan. That's going to overwhelm people and bungle your sales. But make sure that there's going to be value and that they know there'll be value in this initial session. They're going to walk away with some meat, something to do, and that you'll also make recommendations of products or programs that you have only if it makes sense to them. So you really want to take the pressure off. Number three is you could do a workshop or live event model. If you love getting in front of groups, you love that group energy. I love being in a room full of people and teaching them and training them. That just gets my juices flowing. So you can be going out there and sharing your message, funneling people into a workshop or live event. And at that workshop or live event, then make your offer for your high-end programs. This type of model is great, again, for high-end offers, masterminds, private coaching, because you gave a short talk. That short talk sold them on being in the room with you for this workshop or live event. That could be a one-day workshop, a two-day workshop, a three-day live event. This is scalable up or down depending upon your where you're at right now in your business. In the beginning, I would give talks, funnel people into a one-day workshop, and then sell them into my private coaching. It works really well. This past year, we did a big three-day event, right? We had 100-something people register. We did it in California, beautiful hotel on the coast, gave people an amazing three-day experience, and then the right people chose to go into the Rise Mastermind and the Rock Your Talk and Biz Club. So for those big coaching programs, live events are great because you get a lot of trust and a lot of connection when you spend a day or two with people live in the room together. Those are just a couple of ideas on how we might begin to create a profit plan for your business, because you got to make some money, honey. And how do you do that? How do you get people to show up and then sign up for your entry-level program, sign up for your strategy session, or sign up to attend your workshop or live event? That, my friends, is about the structure of your talk. So we'll talk about that next.